Let us just refresh our memory, Pshat in the Mishnah. We hear in the Mishnah said, by the Shnei Seirim, im Mishahigril Meis, Yovi Zug Acher V'Yagril Alayim Betchile, V'Yoyme Yishel Shem, Meis Zesh Olav Agril Hashem Yiskayim Tachtov. That if after the Hagrola, if one of the two Seirim died, so we make a new Hagrola, and one of the, let's say, Shel Shem was died, so then we take, and the new Hagrola, the one Shel Shem, will be in the place of that one that died. And then the Mishnah says, V'hasheini yire at sheyistayiv v'yimocha v'yiplu domov l'nedova. And the second one is Yirat Sheyistayev till it becomes a Balmum, V'yimochel. Now, we hear a machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, what is Pshat V'hasheini? Which second one are we speaking about? For example, if the Shalazozel died, so now we made a new Hagrola, and the new one Lazozel will be in place of the old one Lazozel. Now we have two Seirim Lashem, the first Seir and the second Seir. And the Mishnah says, V'hasheini, the second one, Yireh Adshe Yistayib. So we hear a Machlekes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said, Balechayim Einan Nidochim. So therefore, the Seir Lashem, the first Seir Lashem, becomes, now that we have a new Seir Lazozel, we can go back to the first soil Hashem, and we'll be makriv that soil. Vahasheni means the second soil Hashem shebezuk sheni. That's yira at sheyistayiv. That's what Rav held. Rabbi Yochanan held that balechayim nidochim. So the first soil Hashem became dochu. You can't use it anymore. So Vasheni means Hasheni Shebezug Rishain, the first soil is Yirat Sheyistayiv, and the second soil we're Makriv. That is the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, Hasheni means Hasheni Shebezug Sheini. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Hasheni means Hasheni Shebezug Rishain. And the reason is Shein Chato Sibo Mesa, Al Kaponim, there's no Misa, even though it was Niskapru by Leho with the other one, but Chato Sibo, there's no Din Misa. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tomus, Rabbi Yehuda said that it should be Tomus, Rabbi Yehuda holds Chato Sibo is also, Shein Niskapru by Leho is also Heleches L'Misa, and then we had the mission said, Void Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam Yomus HaMishtaleich. If the dam became Nishpach, now it's Yomus HaMishtaleich. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Balechayim Nidochim, Meis HaMishtaleich Yishofech Adam. That's what we had in the Mishnah. Now let us see the Gemara and Daf Samachay and Medalot. So the Gemara says as follows. There are 8 lines from the top. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tomus. The Tanakhama says, Yirat Sheyistayiv, the Chatos, which is not used, should be Roye, at Sheyistayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Tomus. The Gemara understood that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that what the Tanakhama said, Roye, so he disagrees with the Tanakam. He says it's not Roye, because you hold ein chatos sibo meiso. I hold a chatos sibo sheniskapro by law is meiso. So therefore, Thomas. So the Gemara says as follows. Bish loimel Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar sheini shebezug rishain yire. Rabbi Yochanan holds balechaim nidochim. So the soil Hashem and the Zug Rishon is Ire, is Rabbi Yehuda Yomus. So according to Rabbi Yehuda says, you hold Yire because you hold in Chatas Sibo Mesa, and I hold Chatas Sibo Ziyo Mesa, so therefore I disagree with you, Yomos. So you say, the Sheini Shebezugrishin Yire, I say the Sheini Shebezugrishin Yomos. Miskaper, now with which soil Hashem will be we be Miskaper, B'Sheini Shebezug Sheini. So the Sheini Shebezug Sheini, we made a new Hagrola. So the second soil Hashem will be Niskapa. So it's very good. The Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama is the Sheini Shebezug Rishon, which everyone holds is Dochi Mehakrove. The Tanakama says it's Yire, and Rabbi Yehuda says Yomus, and there'll be Miskapa with the Sheini Shebezug Sheini. Elo le Rav. But according to Rav, Rav says the Tanakama holds Balechayim Einu Nidochi. So, what it says in the Mishnah, Hasheini Yire means Hasheini Shebezug Sheini is Yire. Elo l'Rav da Omar Sheini Shebezug Sheini Yire. So, Omar, he says Yire l'Rav Yehuda Yomus. So, Rav Yehuda says it's not Yire. It's a Chatash, it's Mesa. It's Rav Yehuda Yomus. So the second one, the Sheini Shebezug Sheini is Yomus. The Sheini Shebezug Rishon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, also you can't use because that's Dochi. He holds Balei Chaim Nidochim. Like the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, B'mai Mechaper. So according to Rav, that the Tanakam is speaking about the Sheini Shebezug Sheini, and on that Rabbi Yehuda says Yomus, and we know Rabbi Yehuda holds Balei Chaim Nidochim, so the Sheini Shebezug Rishon, also, you can't be miskapa is by my mechapa. Let us see Rashi. Tanan Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Thomas. Kosal kedaiter the Gemara held now. Bahi de komri rabbonon yire. And the behemoth that rabbonon said is a din of yire. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not yire. It's Thomas. It's from the chatois hameisos. Val kolchacho. And that we also know, Rabbi Yehuda Balei Chaim Nidochim. We also know Rabbi Yehuda Balei Chaim Nidochim, Kedektoni Nishpach Adom Yomus HaMishtaleach. So we see he holds Balei Chaim Nidochim. That's why you can't use the Mishtaleach after Hagrola, because when it was Nishpach Adom, so it was Dochi already from Akrobe. So he holds Balei Chaim Nidochim. So Bishleim El Rabbi Yoichanan Do Omar, B'sheini shebezug rishin t'nan yirem. According to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan says pshat in the Mishnah. That what it says, Hasheini yirem means Hasheini shebezug rishin t'nan yirem. Because he holds Balei Chaim Nidochim. V'omer Rabbi Yehuda olei Thomas. So that's good. Is mechaper b'sheini shebezug sheini. So the kapora is with the shalshem of the zug sheini. Elo l'rav da ome yire de mas nisim b'sheini shebezug sheini t'nam. But according to Rav, Rav holds balechayim einum nidochem. Yemiska, so the chachomim, the Tanakama holds, yemischaper, with the sheini shebezug rishin. That what it says in the Mishnah, sheini yire, speaking about the sheini shebezug sheini t'nam. V'olei omar, Rabbi Yudin, the Gemara held. And that what the Tanakama says, yire, he says, tomus. Am Rabbi de Thomas, like the Gemara, by my mechapa. So according to Rav, so with what kolben would he be in his kapa? The liberation, Rabbi Yehuda, loy mechapa, the oma, balei chaim nidochim. So memele, so according to Rav, what is pshat in the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's kasha. Emphat the Gemara, misovres, Rabbi Yehudi Asheini Shebezug Sheini Koi. Who told you, according to Rav, that what Rabbi Yehudi says, Thomas is going on the Sheini Shebezug Sheini? He's not going on that. The Sheini Shebezug Sheini, according to Rabbi Yehudi, you makrib that. Rabbi Yehudi Asheini Shebezug Rishen Koi. That means it's not necessary that he's going on the Kolben that the Chachomim say Yire. The Chachomim say Yire on the second one. Because they hold Balei Chaim Einam Nidochim and Yemakriv the Sheini Shebezug Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda holds Balichayim nidochim, so memele, he holds that a sheni, Yomus is going on a sheni shebezug rishin, so according to him, yemakrev the sheni shebezug sheni. Zogt Rashi, mi sovres a sheni shebezug rishin koi, ubetarti pligi kidefrishes leel. That's one ha'ora that the Gemara asked on Rab and the Gemara for Emfer. Then another ha'ore, V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says further, Rabbi Yehuda said two things. Number one, he said that it should be Tomus. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Tomus, that the behemoth which is not Nikra should be Tomus. It's a Chatos Sheniskapro, that's from the Hei Chatois HaMeisis. That was one thing. V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda, and another thing Rabbi Yehuda said, which seems he's chaylik on the Tanakame, that he's holds Nishpach Adam Yomus Amishtalayach Meis Amishtalayach Yishofech Adam. And another thing, so let's spell this out, Nishpach Adam Yomus Amishtalayach. So that is because he holds Balechayim Nidochim. So it comes out, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda also said, Bali Chaim Nidoch. Is Bishloime le Rav, so according to Rav, we understand the double machloikis. Reishe pligi bechatas sibo. The first machloikis, Tomos or not Tomos, is speaking about a chatas and is kapru by le chatas sibo. Is there a chiev rie or a chiev mise? So that's the first machloikis. Vesefe pligi, the second chelik of Rabbi Yehuda's memory is kriging b'balei chayim. V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda nishpach adam is to yomos hamishtaleach. That means balei chayim nidochim. So that means that he's chelik on the Tanakam and two things. And the second thing is I hold balei chayim nidochim. Not like you. You hold balei chayim einim nidochim. So that's very good according to Rav. Because Rav says the Tanakama holds Balechayim Einam Nidochim. So it's very good, this double machloikis. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakama also holds Balechayim Nidochim. Maiva Oit. So what is the second machloikis? Kasha. So this is a Kasha. So Rashi says, Ve'ike de Moisev Hochi ach de Yukte Kamai. So we yesterday this Kasha, the Sivna La'el, before we started asking the Kasha according to Rav, and this is the Kasha. According to Rav, so the Tanakam holds Balechayim Einan Nidochim, ubisheini shebizuk sheini koma yira yamakrib, the first one. And the sheni shebezuk sheni yizire Rabbi Yehuda lavalei koma yomos. He doesn't say on this yomos. I know he holds on the first one is yomos. I know the other koma va'oid lashmin and the balechaim nidochim svirlei. He has to tell us I hold balechaim nidochim v'tomos the koma. That what I said. Tomos bereishe lavu d'omar rabbonon yirekoi. I'm not going on the sheni shebezuk sheni. I'm going on the Sheni Shebezug Rishim because I hold Balei Chaim Nidochim. Ubetalte osa la flugi. This is a double machloikis. Bereishe poldig achatas sibel. Dekomri rabon and yirev omer Rabbi Yehuda yomus. Besefe miflig be Balei Chaim. Dekomri rabon and ein nidochim. Vizkapa berishin. Vosa yulameimo. Hu yomis va Sheni yikra. Ellos according to Rav, it's very good, the Ba'oid. There's a double machloikis. Al Rabbi Yochanan, my Ba'oid, Rabbonon, Namri, Omri, Rishon, Yitre. Rabbonon also hold that Palechaim Nidochim. So what's Ba'oid, Omar, Rabbi Yehuda? Kashe, Kedamoran, Deke, Masnissen, Kebose, the Rav, we had said before, the Mishnah is Mashmeh, like Rav. Okay, that ends that sugya. Now we're starting something a little different. Rabbi Yehuda said, Nishpach Adam Yomus Amishtalayach. Rabbi Yehuda holds Balechaim Nidochim. So he said two halachas and hilchas dichui. Number one, he said, if Nishpach Adam Yomus Amishtalayach. Meis Mishtaleich Yishofech Adam. And the reason of these both halachas is because he holds it's a din dichui. The first case it's a dichui of Balei Chayim. The second case it's a dichui of the dam. That's shchutim. That everyone holds as a din dichui. Now the Gemara is going to explain why there is a din dichui. So the Gemara says as follows: Bish loime nishpach adam. The first case of Rabbi Yehuda, that the dam hasoyer, there was no matanas were made out of from the dam hasoyer. So it's very good. Yomus hamishtaleach. Why the mishtaleach has to die? Dakati loy is avid mitzvaysel. Because the mitzvah of the dam was not done yet. And Kozman, the mitzvah of the dam was not done. So you can't make the vidui on the mishtaleach, you can't make the shiluach of the mishtaleach. It says in the posik, what I'm saying over now is how the Tosfos Yeshanim learns, we'll see this a shvera Rashi, but it says in the posik as follows, Yomad Chai, that the soil, which mentioned the Loshna Post. Pasuk says, "V'hikrav arnes asoira sha'ola ola hagayro la'ashem basol chatos." You should make it a chatos. That's lochayre. Basoya asha'ola ola hagayro la'azozo yomad chay lifnei Hashem lechaper olav l'shalach oisay la'azozo hamidbar. Yomad Chai, it should remain alive, Lifnei Hashem, L'chaper Olav. So the Gemara understood, L'chaper Olav means Kaporas Domin. That means it has to be alive, till there will be the Kaporas Domin of the Soyer L'Hashem, and afterwards, then L'shalach Oisei L'Azazel HaMidbor, then you'll send the Soyer L'Azazel. So the Tosfos Yeshanim learns as follows. Let us say Nachmol de Gemara. Bishloime nishpach adam. If it was nishpach adam, so there was no matonis, there was no lechaper olav, there was no kaporas adam. So memele in the pasuk says yomad chai, it has to remain alive. Lechaper, that means till after the kaporas adam, it has to remain alive, and then you mishaleich it. No, if it was nishpach adam, so we're stuck. So now you can't do anything with the soil lazozel. So what, you have to wait for a new soil Lashem. So since it was nidche, so Rabbi Yehuda holds balechayim nidochem. So this the Gemara understands very well the reason for the dichui. Bishloim and nishpach adam. Yomus hamishtaleach. Dakati loy is aved mitzvayser. The mitzvah Saddam was not done. The kapora Saddam was not accomplished. So Kozman, there was no kapora Saddam. You can't be mishaleach. The soil is not royally shiluach. So you have to wait. So memela. So therefore, so it was nitchena from shiluach. So therefore, if you hold balechaim nidochun, is yomus hamishtaleach. Hello, but this the Gemara didn't understand. Rabbi Yehuda said a second halacha. Meis hamishtaleach. If the mishtaleach died, amai ishofech adam. So why? What's wrong with the dam? Ois avidlei mitzvayseham. So the Gemara held as follows. the soil hamishtaleach is dependent on the dam of the soil Hashem. And that's shat lechaper olot. Yom atchai lifnei Hashem lechaper olot. That the soil mishtaleach has to be around till the kaporas adam of the soil Hashem. The Gemara understood that it's dependent on the dam of the soil Hashem. But the Gemara held that the dam of the soil Hashem is not dependent on the soil Mishtaleach. So Memele, the Gemara held, what is Le'ikuve, is by the soil Mishtaleach, is only you have to make Hagrola on the soil Mishtaleach. Rabbi Yehuda holds Vidoy Einem Akeves. So the Gemara did not understand if it was Meis HaMishtaleach Amai Yishofech Adam. Why? What's wrong with the dam? Continue. Now you can be make hazoy on the dam. The only thing the ikuve by the soil is the hagrola. You made the hagrola already. You made the hagrola already. So now it's meis hamishtaleach is fafala. But why can't you be maza the dam? Hello, meis hamishtaleach amai yishofech adam. Veis avid lei mitzvay seho. The mitzvah's hagrola was done with the soil, and you don't need more than that. Legabi, the dam ha-soil. Omri, devei Rabbi Yanai, omakro, yomad chai lifnei Hashem lechaper, admosa yezoke kli yischai atshas matan domim shel chaver. So the Gemara was machadish now in the Teretz, that the Yomat Chai is not a Tanai only for the Soir HaMishtaleach. That the Soir HaMishtaleach, in order to make Shiluach, it has to be around by the Zohar Saddam. That what the Gemara always knew. So the Gemara's Machadish, that Yomat Chai is a Tanai in the Dam HaSoir also. The soyer hamishtaleach is not alive, you cannot be mazed the dam. So therefore, meis hamishtaleach is yishofech adam. Now, before we see Rashi, let us just see the lashon of the Tosfos Yeshonim. The Tosfos Yeshonim is Daf Samach Vov Omed Aleph, the last two lines. In the middle of the, next to the last line. Al Kain Nire L'Rabbi L'Foresh. So he says as follows. Bishloime Nishpach Hadom Yomos HaMishtaleach. So that the Gemara understood it was Nishpach Hadom Yomos HaMishtaleach. V'lefi shahoya amishtaleach yochid. That means because the mishtaleach now doesn't have the dam. V'nidcha yedei kein k'de isa le'el b'kula shmaita. V'af al gav dakati lo yodin in yomet chai. We didn't know yet this posuk of yomet chai. Shetzorech liya ischai at shas matan domin. That it has to be chai at shas matan domin. So he says, Shele'inyin shiluche shal soyedeyo hu shetzoich liyeshchai. That the Gemara did know. That the Gabi, the shiluach of the soil, yezichani the matan domim. The soil azozo zichan dependent on the dam, Lashem. Shetzoich liyeshchai ad shat matan domim. V'iloyin, and if it's not chai, and if iloy, if there wasn't matan domim, Nitzcha mishtaleach. That's the Gemara knew. The Zichnat says in the Pasuk, Yom Etchai Lechaper. That it has to be alive till, Yom Etchai Zni Hashem Lechaper Olof, till the Biakaporas Domin. That's the Gemara knew. Avo, Meisa mishtaleach. This the Gemara didn't know. Meisa mishtaleach, Lo me yishofech Adam. That the Gemara didn't understand. Kivin shlo nipsal Adam klau. Because the dam wasn't nifsal at all. And let's skip these lectures. Because Alkedaitoch, now he repeats himself, Daha de Beinin Shayam de Shneim, Haino le Inyin, de Loy Mifsil, Soy Mishalech Gufay. That what you need, that Nachamal, that Yomat Chai, de Loy Yifsil, Soy Mishalech Gufay. Shonasis Mitzvosim, Loy Ho Yechai Kolkach. Shomach Sheradam, Loy. Now this is something else that we'll see in Taisus. Okay. Now let us see Rashi. So this is the Mahalach of the Taisus Yishonim and Rav Rishonim that the Ritva that's the Shakla V'tai in the Gemara. The Gemara held that Yomad Chai is a Tnai in this in Lechaper, that the Lechaper is a Tnai in the soil. You can't make Shiluach if this before the Hazoyes Hadam of the soil Hashem, the Gemara did not think that the Yomat Chai is a Tnai in the Dam. That if the soil died, the soil Azazel died, he shouldn't be able to be Mazah the Dam. The Gemara answered, no, it's a Tnai in the Hazoyes Hadam also. Now let us see Rashi. Bishloime Nishpach Hadam, Yomus Amishtaleach, the Lais Avid Mitzvayseho de Dam. We understand very good why the Mishtaleach should die, because the Mitzvah Hadam wasn't this kind. The Chuko Bidvorim Hanasim Bibigde Lovon Ksive, and by all the Avoides that were done Bibigde Lovon, it says Chuko. Now, the Azoyes Hadam was done the big day lovin, so this it was done befnim, that is a din chuke. So if there was no hazoyes hadam, lais avid mitzvay ser. So we understand very well that hazoyes hadam is ma'akev the shiluach hasoyer, because hazoyes hadam is avoyde hanase befnim, and it says chuke. So therefore, you can't make shiluach now since there was no hazoyes hadam. B'tzorich lahavi dam acher. So therefore, if there's nishpach hadam, you have to bring another dam. Fine. V'efsher b'loy hagrola, and you have to make hagrola. I mean, how can you get if nishpach hadam? How can you get nachamol dam asoil? The soil dam from the soil Hashem. You have to make another grola. Even the Islay Bali Chaim Nidochim, since Rabbi Yehuda's Bali Chaim Nidochim, Yomus Amishtaleya Horishin. Now Rashi says something which the Tosfos Shishonim did not say. Rashi seems to be saying that the problem is, Rashi doesn't stop over here, Vitzoich Lohovi Damacha, you need the other, this is Ma'akev, you need the Azoyes Adam. And it's ma'akev. So therefore the soyer hamishtaleich was nitche. Rashi doesn't say this. Rashi just says not that you need the dam for the soyer. More than not need the dam for the soyer. You need the dam. Leis avid mitzvaseh the dam. You need the dam. That's for sure. You need the dam. V'chuke bedvorim anase bebigdei lovon ksive. So you need the dam. The dam was the big day loven, so it's chuke. So what if you need the dam? So tzach lovi dam ache. Period. Not that the dam is makiv in the soil, but you need the dam. Now that it was nishpach hadam, so how are you going to do this? The eevshel beloy hagrolet. So the only way you can get nochamol dam hasoyer is by making a new hagrolet. So the rehitis loshen of Rashi would seem that since I'm making a new hagrola, so I'm going to make now a new hagrola, I'm going to have now a new soil lazozel also. I have to make hagrola because I need dam hasoil Hashem. But if I make hagrola, I'm going to have now a new soil lazozel. So Rashi seems to be saying, that's how the Mosida Taisi Shonim understood this, that the maise hagrola, by making a new soil azozel, that goof is a dichui on the first soil. By making a new soil, it's a dichui on the first soil. V'kivin disle balichayim nidochim, So yom is a mishtalei acharishin. So Rashi wants a different pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is not because the soyer is dependent on the dam. Out the posik of yom atchayin, the Gemara knew the posik of yom atchayin. The Gemara held the soyer is not dependent on the dam, but the dam we need. And if we need the dam, so we have to make a new agrol in order to get the dam. So this process of making a new agrol, so we have to make a new agrol for the soil azazel also. So the agrol and the soil azazel is a dichui on the first soil azazel. Elo meisa mishtaleyach. But if meisa mishtaleyach, the Gemara asks, but if the mishtaleyach died, is lama loita shlumi. It's in the first case, Nishpach Adam. We need the dam, because the dam has been the Vormanasa big the love of Bifnim and it's Ma'akev. But Mesa Mishtaleich, there's nothing anymore done. There's nothing done Bifnim anymore with the Mishtaleich. Lomboloi Tashlumim. Sha'ata Maskike Nachamozik Rashi. Why do you need a Tashlumim? Sha'ata Maskike Eloi Lohovi Shnaim. That again, you'll have to bring two. It seems we need now a new soil at Mishtaleach, because the Mesa Mishtaleach, and therefore we have to make Hagrola Ula Hagril, and since we have to make Hagrola, Belishboich Bamorishin, and since we're making Hagrola, again the same line of reasoning, since we have to make Hagrola, we need a soil Azazel, the soil Azazel died. And so the kasha was gated on, so he died, so we finished already. I was in Moskasha, Lomboloi Tashlumim, Shatamaski Kalavishnai. But I'll kapon him from the Mishnah Vaistoi, that he does need a Tashlumim. The kasha was why? But it seems he does need Tashlumim. So you have to make a new Hagrola for a soil Azozo. Ula Hagril. And since you have to make a new agrole, so automatically you're having now a new soil Hashem. If you're having a new soil Hashem, so therefore, v'lishpech damarishin. So then you'll have to spill out the damarishin because they have a new soil Hashem. Again, Rashi seems to say that the agrole, if I have to make a agrole to make a soil azazel, so automatically I'm making also a agrole for the soil Hashem. So this agrole gufe is matre the dam of the old soil Hashem. So the Gemara's only kasha was, or is avid mitzvah said the soil meshtaleach. So the Gemara asked, why do you have to make bechlala nu agrole? Whatever we need from the soil meshtaleach was done. Kol dova ha-me'akev o'yeyne ela agrole bilvad. Whatever is me'akev on the soil meshtaleach is only agrole. Likvoye goyrel shel shame. Al shaloy is unclear. It means basic law. But it means likvoye goyrel shel shame and but as also. Da shamin elei Rab Yehuda da om aloy hisvade kosher. Rab Yehuda says the vidi is not ma'akev. The vidi was also done by Big Day Lovin, but Rab Yehuda says the vidi is not ma'akev. V'choskein de shiluach. The shiluach the loy ma'akev. The shiluach is not ma'akev. Le divrei akel. The chiksiv chuka advorim shakoyin oise bebig de lov. V'lo yadei dvorim anasem edei ish iti. So the whole chuka is only on the things that the koyin does. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha was, the Gemara's only speaking about that bish loy mebay nishpach adam. We need this dam. This dam is ma'akev. And if we need this dam, so we have to make agrole to get a new soil Hashem. So that agrole automatically would be matre, the soil azosel we have. But if meisa mishtaleach, so we don't need the mishtaleach anymore. So why do you have to make a new agrole? And by making a new agrole, this agrole will pass off the dam, because since you're making a new agrola, so you're making a new soil Hashem, so this agrola passes the first dam from the first soil Hashem. This is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us just see the Taisis Yishonim, and this is what the Taisis Yishonim asks on Rashi. Let's see the beginning of the Taisis Yishonim, Bav Samach Bov and Medallah. Bishloi men nishpach adam, yodmus hamishtaleach. Perish Rashi, the loy nasis mitzvah adam, The mitzvah said dam was that niskayim. V'tzorech lohavi dam ache. You need another dam, that's for sure. V'yevshel beloy agrola. In order to get the dam ache, you have to make agrola. V'yovi ache v'yagril. V'kiven de islay balichayim nidochim. Yomus amishtaleach harisha. So now balichayim nidochim. So I'm making now a new agrola. So therefore, the yomus amishtaleach harisha. Avo meis amishtaleach amai yishofach adam. Why is yishofach adam? I don't need the mishtaleach anymore. Ole ma'akev d'chuk l'ksivach. Ve'ein nire l'rebi mashe pirish. But Rashi says, shenitche horishoin. Rashi learns pshat the whole dichui of the rishin, whatever the rishin was the mishtaleach, the rishin was the dama soy, ayidei shehigral alachelim. So we don't know this nupsul of Yamat Chai. That's about the Bakula Shmaitin Loi Ashkechen Dechiye Ela Yedesh Anisha Yechidi. The whole sugya that we had till now was only if one needs the other. So Memele, if he's left without the other, so then he was Dochi from Akrov. But the Hagrol alone should be a psul. That we don't find any chesed whatsoever. Avok shigrilu al acher, but when they made a grole, it is not in dichoy pligi olel Rabbi Yochanan and Barav. Miuchalach the valirois kivin shenitchika. There is the only shail is if there was a dichoy already, so it could be chayzer venire. But no one ever spoke of a psul of a grole. Rabbeinu Shloime tzegayz. Rabbeinu Shloime choyshev. The chiyye al yedei agrola hasheni. The Rashi holds that the agrola alone is matche. So therefore, the Tosfos Shoshanim did not want to learn like Rashi. What is the Gemara's teretz? So the Gemara's teretz is no, that here the dam. That's the Gemara's teretz. That the dam depends on the soya mishtaleach. Yom atchai. Liyois chai, shelo yomus, achas matn domi shel chaveiro, that the soil azozel has to be alive till the matn domi. Ho imeis koidum lachain, this is the Gemara's teret, that the dam is dependent on the chiyus of the soil azozel. Ho imeis koidum lachain, ein kaporis adam klum. So there was no kaporis adam. Lachain tzorech tashlumim. Now again Rashi goes, now here's zicher apella. Here the Magi and the Ritva asks, I mean, according to the Gemara's Teret, so if you'll ask us, why is the Dam Nitche Yishofach Adam? So we would say, according to the Gemara's Teret, it's Poshet. According to the Gemara's Teret, the Gemara says that you can't be Mazed the Dam if the soil Azazel is not around. So if the soil Azazel died, so Memele Tziche Yishofach Adam because the Dam was Nitche. And Rashi again goes back to his old Shtik Teret. Lach Rashi says you need a soil azazel. Lachain tzorech tashlumim. So you need tashlumim. If you need a soil azazel, you have to make a lachain tzorech tashlumim. Ubeloy agrola yevshel. Now, in order to get a soil azazel, I have to make agrola. Vezokik lishnayim. And so I'm zokik to a new soil Hashem. Here again, Rashi says over here, and here the Magi and the Ritva Esan Rashi, here Zichra Pelle, that why does Rashi have to say that the dichui of the dam should be because you're making a new agrole? Here it's Zichra Poshet, the dichui of the dam was because you can't be master of the dam because man there's no soil azazel. So when the soil azazel died, so the dam was now nitche me hazoya. Lady make a new soil azazel, but it was nitche in between. Rashi vayistachoyis, the whole dichi is because you have to make a new agrola, and the agrola will be, soil Hashem. So that's why the dam is nitche. So this is a shvera Rashi. Oma, let us see Taisvis. Oma, Rabbi Yanai. Oma, Kro. Yoma, Chai. But that was Rabbiana's teretz. Ad mosoi zokok lichyois ad shas matn domoi shal chaver. But the pashtis of Rabbiana's teretz was that the soil azozel has to be alive till the matn domoi. Taimoli, amailoi maisi reise de lael, the beperk tov bekalfi, Tiktoni behed ye ochi alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says klo, that a member of Rabbi Yehuda said mamish these words. Ad mosa ye zokuk li yeis chai, ad shas matn domem shol chaveri. That the soir has to be alive till the matn domem. That's a member of Rabbi Yehuda. So we're asking Akashe and Rabbi Yehuda, we bring a teretz from Rabbi Yanai. Pesach Teisus, this is the lost Rabbi Yehuda. The Akashe finds it nishton, you don't need Rabbi Yanai to say a teretz, to repeat the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Vieshloime de I meahi havamine im meis koidem matan de mechavere yover acher, avoloi shofer. Abiani osloshmine daf adam yishofer. So the Tosfos is like the Tosfos Yishonim we have mentioned, that the Gemara always knew that the soyer hamishtaleich is dependent on the dam of the soyer Lashem. That the Gemara always knew. That's his memory of Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore the Gemara understood if it was Nishpach Adam, so Memele, so it's Yomus HaMishtaleach, because the Mishtaleach does not have now the Dam anymore. The Dam is Zicher Matir the Shiluach of the Mishtaleach. That's the Yom Chai. The Gemara did not know that the Mishtaleach is that Mayim Dazoyis Adam also. That's what Taisa says. That's for sure. That if it was meis koyde matn de mechaver yovi ache, because the soyer mishtaleich is dependent on the dam of the soyer achai, so it was nishbach adam, so you can make the shiluch. But the Gemara did not know. Avo lo yishofech. But the Gemara did not know that the dam becomes nifsul. Rabbi Yani also shminin daf adam yishofech. Zogte Gemara weiter. Tnan hosom, b'nei ho'ir sh'sholchu es shikleim. The b'nei ho'ir sent shkolim to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. Shkolim, each year you gives a matzus a shekel. V'nignevu oy sh'ovdu. And l'maise, they got stolen. Lost. So Lamaise, we'll see a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, when this happened. So it says as follows. Im nitrama truma, if, the Protem we'll see in Rashi in Tosfos, but let's just see what the halach is. Im nitrama truma, if they had taken off the trumas from the Lishka already, we had learned the Lishka was a tremendous room full of money. And they took three kupis, they took, which each kupa was three saw, they took off with three kupis, they were teirim from this money, that was called trumas alishke. From this money they purchased the kabonis for the whole year. And so this was a trume, not only on the money that was in the lishke, but we'll see it was a trume also on this money that got stolen. Im nitrama truma, if the truma was taken off in an oifen, that it's a truma and this money that was stolen, we'll see when that oifen is in Rashi and Tosfos. So it comes out that the b'nei ha'ir were yaitze with their nesinus of shkolim. They were yaitze. Who lost from the deal? Hegdish lost from the deal. Because Lamai said this money was stolen or lost. So Hegdish lost from the deal. The Shluchim are coming and telling Hegdish, we're very sorry, we're bringing the money, and we lost it. So Nishpoim leGizborim. So the Shluchim have to swear to the Gizborim. That means there's a Din Torah with Hegdish now, who says to believe the Shluchim. So Memele, the Shluchim have to swear to the Gizborim that the money got lost. Memela, then you can't mourn from them. The Bailam are potter because it was Nitrama Trume. So the Trume was taken on the, off from their Shkolim, even though their Shkolim were lost. And the Shluchim have to swear to the Gizborim. But if there's a case that the truma that was taken will not pater the shkolim which was stolen, so then the bnei ha'ir have to send the shkolim again. Right? It wasn't nitchama on their money, the truma salishke. So then the shluchim have to swear nishboim livnei ha'ir. Then they swear to the bnei ha'ir that they swear that it was lost. For bnei ha'ir shoiklin acherim tachteim, and then the bnei ha'ir have to send new shkolim. Nebuch there had luck that the shkolim were lost, but they were not yoytze with the truma that was taken. So memela they'll have to send in new shkolim. Now before we go further, let us see Rashi in Tosfos. B'nei ha'ir sheshalchu al yedei shliach shikleim l'Yerushalayim l'migdash. So now Rashi says as follows. Im nitrama truma gimel kupois koidem shenoida sheovdu. Now Rashi puts in a few words here, which it doesn't say in the Gemara, that Rashi says that when they took off truma, it was lost already. But the Bailim did not know that it was lost. The Bailim, the Shliach lost the money on the way. The Bailim are not aware of it. And Benkach, they were Teirim from the Lishke. So the Halacha is that they won the Skapa. If the Bailim didn't know about it, so the Truma helps on that money that was lost. That's what Rashi says. In Nitroma Truma Gimel Kupois Koidem Shenoida Shalti. They were unaware, Bishas, the Truma, that it was lost. Is Nishboim Hashluchim Shvua Shaimrim LeGizborim. So then they have to swear to the Gizborim. Sherei Ahefsid LeHegdish. Shein Abailim Chayovim Lishkel Oit. The Bailim are not Mechuyiv anymore. The Sanyi, we learned in the Barai, said, Toirmin. The Hegdish is Teirim Trumas Alishka Al Ha'ovud, and the money that was lost, Sheloi Noida. Rashi adds these two words. Ha'ovud, Sheloi Noida, if Bishas the Trume, the Ovud was not known, so Memele, the Trume helps. So the Bailam were Yoitz already, the Trume is considered, it was a Trume on their money also. Now the only one who lost from the Seisik is Hegdish, so the Shliach swears for Hegdish. The Imlav, but what is Shaloi Nitrama HaTrume? That means that there was no Truma taken before the Bailam found out about it. That means when the Bailam found out about it, and then they were Teirim the Truma. So ain I have said Lahegdish, then Hegdish does not lose. The Truma was not Chal because when they were Teirim the Truma, the Bailam didn't know about it, or they weren't Teirim the Truma yet. Elishal Bailam. So the Bailam now have to send Shkolim again. Befikach Nishboyin Livnei Ha'ir. So then the Shluchim have to swear to the Bnei Ha'ir to prove that the Ostak is stolen or lost. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Nishboim legizborim. Peirish Rashi, disnan termin al ha'ovud. Beperik hazov, Peirish Rashi al ha'ovud. What does al ha'ovud mean? Shebo liyad shliach. Ve'ovad, and it got lost. Ve'loi noida lebailim koidem atruma. The Bailam did not know about it. Koidem atruma. So that's called termin. The Trume is Chal al Ha'ovod Shaloi Noida Labailam. Now the Mishnah says further, Yetoirim al Ha'ovod Va'al Ha'govoi. What does Va'al Ha'govoi mean? Shehu Adayim B'yad Shliach, that the Shliach is holding it, he was Goivet, the Loyovat, it didn't get lost. So the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. The Mishnah is telling us, if you gave the Shliach the money, and it got lost, the Truma helps, if the Bailam doesn't know about the Aveda. If it didn't get lost, the Truma helps. In fact, the Tosfos, the Koshe, Dimkein, Habalei Zuvein, Tzach, Loi Mezu. So the flow of the Mishnah is not good. First, the Mishnah says if it got lost, it helps. And then, if it didn't get lost, it also helps. If it didn't get lost, then Hegdish is going to get it. If Ashtetzach, it helps. If it got lost, and Hegdish will never get it, it helps. Im kein, avalei zuv, ein zog leimezu, de kiven de tonne, term him al ha'ovet. She yesh loy chelik, that the truma helps, that that money that was lost, the baal hamom and leva chelik and the kobonis, afo pishovav, but the yagia lo ilom lelishke, the Hegdish will never get it. From that svegen, the bnei ha'ir have a chelik and the kobonis had sibum, vafilochi yesh loy chelik bekupis, koshken ala govish, osoyfi she yagia. So the Loshen, so the Loshen Mishnah is very schwer. Umeforish Ri, so the Ri says, not the way Rashi says. Ala Ovid means something else. Termim Ala Ovid means Shebol Lishke. Ovid means something else in Gans. And over there's no Shaykhis with Agamara. Ovid means Shebol Lishke. The money came already to the Lishke. Va Ovad Koidim Shenitrama Truma. Hegdish got the money and Hegdish lost the money. V'loi mi boiz, that's term in Allah. And if Hegdish got the money and Hegdish lost it, it's good. That's bullshit. Hegdish got the money. V'loi mi boiz, the kvar bol alishke, ala fila al hagovuim, shebishas atruma oyo biyad shliach. Bishas bezden was toirem, it was biyad shliach. It wasn't lost yet. Afilu soif ein nevad v'lo higi yolilishko. So it's also the truma helps. So the truma will help on two times. The truma helps if the money had once reached the lishke, even though b'shas the truma, it's not around anymore. And the bigger chiddush is, if it never came to the lishke, but b'shas the truma, the shliach has the money, so there's a din term in al hagovui. So even though later it got lost, it never came to the lishke, but since b'shas the truma it was govui b'yad shliach, there was a potential to come to the mishke, to the lishke, so then the truma helps on that also. So argim more, if we're bringing a din that the truma helps, this is not from the halacha term in al hagovui, the way Rashi says, this is from the halacha term in al hagovui. These two cases, ein habaylim chayovim b'chiyusay. So if it came to the lishke, or if it was b'shas the truma, it was b'yodei shel hashluchim, the baylim are not chayev b'chayis, because it's called that they were yetzeveri. There's a third case, v'ala osid ligvois, that terminal osid ligvois, shloi nosan adayin lishliach. There the din is, but they have to give to the shliach. Even though the Hegdish was toirim, but they have to still give the matzus hashekel. Poho, the oma, the peg, beis, the ksubis, and mudar, hanome, chaveiroi, shoikol, shikloi, that a person is mudar, hano, Reuven cannot have hano from Shimon. Shimon is permitted to be shoikol, Reuven shekel, to lay out money for Reuven. This non termin ala of it, perish, like a mahani le midi, only in the first two cases. In the first two cases, the belav ochiloye chayb lishke, me ovid vigobi mais. Le mechayb achiyusoi, Reuven would be chayb to pay sai visai. So then Shimon could go and lay out money for Reuven, because he's not selling him some money, because sai visai wouldn't have to pay. It's a mitzvah, but he's not being mahanim and us moment. But in the case with Reuven as yet did not give the money to the shliach, so there one is not shaykel ashikle. The kiven the chayv lishkolim came she shaykel ashikle kamahanile. Period. Al koponim, we heard in the Mishnah that if the money was lost. Like as Rashi and Taisus, according to Rashi, was Leinoida Labailim. According to Taisus, it was lost after the Trume was done. But if the money was lost, in the case where it was Noida Labailim, or the Trume was done after it got lost, according to Tosfos, so then they have to pay again. The Bailam have to pay again. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. Nimtso, what happens if they found the old Shkolim? After they paid again, they found the old Shkolim. Or the Ganovim gave it back to them. Eilu ve'eilu Shkolim hay. So he have not, so both are Shkolim. He was Magnish the first for Shkolim, they got lost. He was Mafresh the second for Shkolim, he gave it, so now both are Shkolim. Vein oilim lehen l'shona habo. You can't use this extra, a person said, look, these are Shkolim, okay, so the second Shkolim will help for next year. So for next year, I won't have to pay Shkolim. So the Tanakam out, it doesn't help. This was Shkolim, which were Hufresh for this year, like the year to pay double, if I follow. But Al Kaponim, this will not help for next year. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Oilulem l'shona habo. No, he doesn't have to pay double. So the Shkolim that it was Mafresh this year will help for next year. We'll deliver it next year, and then there will be Yaitz Mitzvah Shkolim next year with this money. My time is the Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rove, Kosova Rabbi Yehuda, Choyvoy Shoshone Zu, Krevoy Lushon Habo. That even though it was a Choyva of this year, it was Hufrish for a Choyva of this year, Ayot Shkolim this year, that's what was Mafresh it. But if eventually it comes out that it was not needed for this year, so Memele, you can use it for next year. Eisvei, for the Gemara Akashe, Eisvei Abaye, Par v'soil shel yoyim ha-kipurim she'ovdu. What happens if the Par v'soil shel yoyim ha-kipurim she'ovdu? As in the Foshim say, everything got lost. The Par and the two Sirim, everything got lost. V'hifrish acherim tachtayim. You are mafrish different ones. V'chein sirei avoyde zore she'ovdu v'hifrish acherim tachtayim. They by the soil, by helm dover shel tzibur. And by if they ovdu avoyde zore, so the mafrish apar v'soil. So also ovdu v'hifrish acherim tachtayim. And now, you gave different ones, and now you found the old ones. Kulam Yamusu. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Kulam Yamusu. It's why? It's a chatos and iskapru by Leo. Rabbi Yehuda holds a fila chatos tibush and iskapru by Leo Yamusu. Rabbi Lezev and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Yiru Ache Yistovu, Viyemochu, Viyiplu, Demaimel in the Dovu. So that's this machlokes we have already in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer of Shimon holds that the chatas sibo is not meisah. Rabbi Yudah holds chatas sibo meisah. But let us, the Gemara say the teretz. What's the kashas? What is the kash of the Gemara? So the kash of the Gemara is, the Mefarshim explain as follows. The musig of achatos shemesa, chatos sheniskapro by leo shemesa is as follows. Let's say, a person ate chaylev b'sheigig. Fine. So it's mafresh, achatos, and this chaylev. Then what happened? He lost his chatos. Fine. So it's mafresh, a different chatos, and this chaylev. He's makrib, a different chatos. Now he finds the first chatos. Now this chatos is only good for this chaylev. Now this chaylev was niskap already. That's achatos sheniskapru b'aylel. So the din is, what do you do with it? You can't bring it for another chet. It was hufrish for this chet. This chet was an iskapa. So the din is, chatosh and iskapa by leo is mesa. That is the din. Achatosh, tzibush iskapa by leo is machlikas. But that's the normal tzib, achatosh and iskapa by leo. So the Mefarshim say, by the kapora of Yena Kippurim, that you bring, that this goes on Tumas Migdash Vikadosho, the kapora is not for a proteistic chet. Not. What would be the soil? What would be if there was no Tumas Migdash V'Kadosh of that year? You still bring the soil. That's a Chayvus Hayoyim. That's a Chayvus Hayoyim. You bring a par on the soil. That's a Chayvus Hayoyim. It's not for a proteistic echet. So Memele, if you were Mafrish in Shnas Tovshin Non Dalet, you were Mafrish a par in Shnei Seirim, and they got lost. And then you were Mafrish other ones, and you make up other ones. So theoretically, this par, so even though now you found the first par of the soil, So Rabbi Yehuda said, we just learned by Shkolin, even though it's Bishas Afroshe, I was mafreshet for Achoy Veshonazu, but if I can't use it for this year, you can use it for next year. I mean, there's no psul of Afroshe Letzoy Veshonazu to use for next year. So Memele, since these are not called bonus, and I'm a yuchedikechet, you can't say it's niskapru by Leo and Mesa. It's not niskapru by Leo. This adin achay v'sayayim, you have to bring a parvasoya this year, you have to bring a parvasoya next year. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said, choyve shel shona zu kreivois l'shona habo. So ibazoy, the parvasoya that you were mafresh and got lost and you found it later, so put it away for next year. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say Mesa? According to the Chaylik Rabbi Yehuda, so he says he can't use it for next year. So if he can't use it for next year, so that's a din. That's a din chatos she's kapo by leher. There's no use for it. It's a din Mesa. But this can be used for next year. Oh, Malay, so the Gemara answered, Kobones Sibo Kaamrit. These are Kobones Sibo. Shani Kabon Siba Kidraptovin. And that starts a whole new sugya. Kabon Siba are different. Let us see Rashi. When Eilum Lam Labayim Sichem Lishka Lashon Abo, Chayve Shoshana Zu, Shufru Shulah Chayve Shoshana Zu, is according to Rabbi Yehuda that can be used next year. Sire Avayde Zora, Tziba Shechoto Bavayde Zora, by Ros Bezen, Avin Paolo Eilu, Vesoy Lachatos. Vifrish acherim tachteim, v'nimtso horishoinim, kulon yamusu, v'layamrinin, yikribu, l'shona habo. Let's just see Taisvis, v'chein tzirei avaydezore she'ovdu, lo yodana amai lo inoket nami par helem dovor shel tzibo. I'd have to hop on the par v'sor shem ikipurim, and the par v'sor shel avaydezore. Why didn't he speak about par helem dovor shel tzibo? Nirali mishum dolei psikelei, dikenami par helem dovor shel koyin meshiach sheto, v'osa boi ros, atzmei de ros koyin meshiach la'atzmei ke ros bezlen le tzibo, abahu lahave pligi rabbelezo v'rab shimin. A par helem dovor v'koyin godol is a chatas shiochid, not a chatas tzibo, so there would be moedit rabbi Yehuda that it's meisa. So therefore, he didn't want to mention par helem dovah. A person can make a mistake and think maybe speaking about also a par helem dovah of the par koina Mashiach. So that's why he only mentioned the Siri Avodah Zorah, which only applies by a tzibur.